Good morning and welcome to Sunrise Baptist Church. It is wonderful to be with you this morning on Father's Day. We celebrate our fathers and those who are father figures to people. We have many of those in our lives. And may you just be blessed as you join with family and friends in, you know, being a father. And I welcome you and glad you're with us this morning. I want to welcome everyone to Sunrise Baptist Church, and I'm glad that you're here to join with us as we walk through God's Word. And God's Word, actually, this morning has a lot of power, strength in it for fathers, and it is focused on Father's Day this morning. But let's begin with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, I'm grateful for you being our Heavenly Father, an incredible example that you have been. To be there with walking with us, setting an example for us, guiding us as fathers, but also, Father, as believers, how we too take on that same characteristic of who you are and live that out in our lives. Father, we open up our hearts, our minds, and our ears, Lord, as the Holy Spirit comes to guide us and lead us in your word this morning. We are so grateful for your truth. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. There are many people in this world, when they speak, people stop and listen. And I think of Martin Luther King. Right? And I ask you, do you know someone like that? When they speak, they capture the attention of everyone in the room. And even when they speak and what they've shared, it leads people to make changes in their lives. As I shared, today is Father's Day. And what comes to mind when you hear that? Most think of their own father, or we think of ourselves if we are fathers. We think of how our fathers capture our attention, the lessons that they have taught us being a father, right? The lessons that have made a difference and made a change in our lives. As I think of myself being a father and how unprepared I was when my first child was born, it's almost like, you know, moms take the child and they cradle it. Us as fathers take it and hold it out and go, okay, what do we do with this? I was nowhere near being ready. And even still don't feel ready at times being a father as my kids grow up. But being a father takes huge responsibility. As fathers or father figures, we are to set an example, be a role model, bestow wisdom and knowledge to our children. Well, I'm thankful for the greatest role model ever, right? Who bestowed knowledge, wisdom, and an example for those who become fathers. To assume the God-given role and responsibility within the family. And we see that throughout Scripture. Jesus' words spoke. They spoke words that made people stop and listen. They made people think. These very words made changes in people's lives. It transformed their lives. And at this moment, we find Jesus with the disciples. Jesus went and sat on the side of the mountain, and the disciples came and sat down beside him. To teach them the foundations and the character of life in the kingdom. This message that Jesus was teaching the disciples was meant for the nation of Israel and the Israel hoped for in the future. But he started with these very men. These men were the beginning of exhibiting to all these characters for the sole purpose to teach us, to share with us, to live out his righteousness by exhibiting the same characteristics. Jesus started with these disciples to exemplify, to display these characteristics so that we too would hear and learn and develop in these. We find these characteristics laid out in Matthew 5, verses 1 to 12. It's the Sermon on the Mount. It's the Beatitudes. So turn with me there. Matthew 5, verses 1 to 12. Now when he saw the crowds, he went up on the mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." It is tough and confusing to be a father. And we know at this moment, in this time, there's a huge need for fathers and father figures to step up and be this example. The Beatitudes, which Jesus set down in the Sermon on the Mount, is the standard by which the example of our own fathers, right, or the culture's ideal of fatherhood, or our own efforts at being a father, must either stand or fall. I always wondered that they make books for computers or books for using a digital camera, and they always call it, instructions for dummies for computers, or instructions for dummies. And sometimes I think, going, okay, where was the instruction manual for dummies for being a father? Well, most definitely, this is an instruction for, again, just the simplest person, as we come to the Beatitudes. As I walk through these characteristics that I just read, I envision Jesus sitting down with his children, his disciples. And right off the bat, he doesn't hold any punches. He hits them with something that goes against the grain in our culture. One of the most difficult things a father faces is pride. Fathers always puff up and lift their chest up. And here, Jesus begins with the first characteristic. It said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." This doesn't speak of finances or possessions, but at the heart of every father and every believer, this hits at the very core of us. When each one of my children arrived into the earth, I was a proud father, right? I stood there holding my child, and I was proud of what I had accomplished. However, my wife told me to not let it go to my head, because truly, she did most of the work. But as men and people, we puff our chest up, right, to show out how proud we are of what we've achieved or accomplished, either in our finances or possessions or in other different areas that has shown success. But as we approach God, we have to come with a spirit of humility. Poor in spirit. Being poor in spirit is admitting that because of your sin, you can do nothing to deliver yourself from that sin. Jesus is saying that no matter your status in life, you must recognize your spiritual poverty before you come to God in faith to receive salvation that He offers. Now, as a father, we need to take on that humility of Christ. We are saying, I am not king, but my heavenly Father is King and Lord, and I humbly come before Him. I can't really do it here on camera, but it's a point of where we come and we kneel before Him, taking on that poor in spirit, that humility. The second characteristic is, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. This is another very unique characteristic for a father. How many fathers truly wear their emotions on their sleeve? But do we feel pain when a loved one passes or someone goes through something devastating? Let me ask you this. Do you feel pain or mourn when you sin? The term mourn means to experience deep grief. In keeping with Jesus' theme of spiritual blessedness, this mourning is due to grief over sin. Those who came to agree with God about the evil of our own hearts can experience a state of blessedness due to the comfort that we receive from communion with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. The Spirit comforts those who are honest about their own sin and humble enough to ask for forgiveness and healing. Those who hide their sin or try to justify that sin before God can truly never know the comfort that comes from a pure heart. The other day, I was restless because I had wronged my son, and I was hurt that I had caused him pain. So I humbled myself and went and asked for his forgiveness and said sorry. Now, who in their right mind wants to come and apologize and ask forgiveness from their child, no matter what their age? But what does this characteristic teach our children when we exemplify this characteristic? It brings about healing and a peace within our lives and demonstrates our approach to our sin and how we approach God. Our third characteristic, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. There's a saying that I have known ever since a child, the survival of the fittest. Only the strong will survive. My next door neighbor is a corrections officer, and he is absolutely massive. Everything on him is huge. He looks enormously intimidating. But when you see him spend time with his daughter and how he interacts with the neighbors, he's a friendly giant. Meekness means gentleness, and it is the humility toward God and towards others. It's having the right and the power to do something, but refraining for the benefit of someone else. Paul talked about meekness when he told us to live a life worthy of the calling we have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient and bearing with one another in love. Ephesians 4 verses 1 and 2. My son told me that his friends are afraid of me because I look scary. But when they've had the opportunity to meet me and they've talked with me, they've shared how easy it was to talk with me. They found some gentleness and some patience that made them just feel safe. As a father, we don't always have to be the tough guy. Being gentle opens up doors to people's lives. Then we come to number four. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. I hunger and thirst for righteousness. Righteousness is crucial to the spiritual life, as food and water is to the physical life. There is a Snickers commercial on TV when the guy is grouchy and irritated and not himself. And after he eats the Snickers, he becomes himself again. We all know that without food, we all kind of get a little grumpy. Well, we need righteousness. And without righteousness, we cannot live spiritually. We cannot be that example for our children and for others to see. Our fifth characteristic is, blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Are we merciful? To be merciful is to show forgiveness and compassion to those in need. When our lives show mercy, we're putting others' needs before our own. And because we have shown mercy, we too shall receive mercy. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus says, "Forgive us our debts as we also forgive our debtors." Jesus also told us that he desires mercy, not sacrifice. A little bit farther down in chapter 6, it says, For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you don't forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. How often do we expect our kids to go and offer mercy and forgive others? And yet sometimes we don't display that same example. We have to extend mercy, forgiveness, and compassion to those in need. This reveals that we are not all about ourselves and become intolerant of others and even judgmental. That we've placed ourselves on a higher pedestal. We see the linkage coming through all of the Beatitudes on how they come together and how you begin to see how the shape of a characteristic of a father is morphed. And that brings us to the sixth characteristic. Here, this link pulls them together. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Pure in heart. Pure means to be clean, blameless, unstained from guilt. Okay, well, that in a sense negates me. I'm out of the picture. But here, heart refers to the spiritual center of life. Okay? It is where thoughts, desires, sense of purpose, will, understanding, and our true character resides. Being pure in heart involves having a centered heart towards God. You think of Valentine's Day, and you want to pour out your heart to the person that you love. You long to show them that they are the one in your life. A pure heart has no hypocrisy, deception, or hidden motives. I've found that all my kids have a deep desire to please me. They strive not only on the outside with their actions and behavior, but also inside. What drives them to make the choices that would be honoring and pleasing to their dad? The pure heart is marked by transparency and an uncompromising desire to please God in all things. It's more than an external purity of behavior. It's an internal purity of the soul. I find it interesting because you pierce the heart. They talk about piercing the heart and you can destroy a human being. I think that really shows on how important pure of heart in our lives and our characteristic as a father and even as believers stand. We then come to a characteristic that stands out in our society. Even at this very moment, being a peacemaker, and I think all of us have been attuned to the news and what's been happening around the United States, and it's flowed into Canada as well. We see how much chaos is within our world today, especially in the United States. With all the protests happening, you have those who can bring about peace. I spoke of Martin Luther King. And then you have those who bring about chaos. One of the desires for the protests is to bring about peace between the black community and law enforcement. Jesus laid down his life to make peace between God and sinners. And when he can carry that message of peace to others, we are peacemakers. Those who give of themselves as Jesus did in order that others may know God are called blessed. There's no real peace apart from a relationship with God. I know this personally. I mean, lives will be in constant turmoil. What may masquerade as worldly peace is truly merely temporary lull in chaos. We go for a period of time of going, oh, I finally have some peace in my life. And then all of a sudden, chaos erupts. True peace is found only in a restored relationship with God. Only children of God can bring the peace of knowing God to others. If someone doesn't know peace and have peace, how can they share peace? This is a crucial role we have as fathers when it comes to the message that we share with our kids. We have a choice of bringing peace into our homes, peace into our lives and within our relationships, within our work environment, or we can bring about chaos. A person must have a real relationship with God before he or she can help someone else know God. Those who witness for Christ share their faith with their families and friends and serve others in the name of Christ. They are ambassadors for peace. Why do you think people enjoy so much when a Christian gets all riled up? Because then it shows the worldly within us. But when we truly show that characteristic of peace to the world, bringing that wonderful message of God's peace to the world as peacemakers, we reveal to them that we are children of God. How important is that for us as fathers, for our kids to know? I have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness. Up to this point, we have focused on humility, meekness, a right relationship, righteousness, mercy, pure of heart, and peacemaking. All of these have been positive qualities. But Jesus includes the possibility of persecution for righteousness' sake. As a father choosing to take on and live out these characteristics in our life, in your life, and even for a believer, what arises from the previous seven characteristics are the forces that oppose those ways. They oppose God the Father's characteristics that are displayed through Jesus. Jesus found it so important that as he was going to journey with the disciples over the next 3 years, he first starts off and sits down with them and helps them to know these characteristics of the blessed. Jesus is talking about the blessing of being persecuted for doing right. Being the fatherly example we are called to do. But why would we be persecuted for righteousness? The reality in a fallen world is that if we demonstrate genuine righteousness, many will reject us. Jesus is saying that righteous people living as Christians, will be subject to active and severe persecution by people who are not followers of Christ. For example, if you speak of people who are victims or gossip or discrimination, expect others to disagree. This is happening rapidly over social media right now. If you speak against an unfair treatment to people, don't expect others to empathize. The blessing that is active persecution for the right reasons indicates that the powers of darkness believe that you are succeeding in furthering God's kingdom. These Beatitudes serve as a reminder to us that as Christians, living in a fallen world requires courage. As I conclude, there's a question that I came to ask myself. How is this even possible, let alone sustainable? Why is this vitality important to us as fathers to our children? Well, God comes with a powerful truth in Proverbs 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. As fathers and as believers, we want our children to succeed in life. Most importantly, as Christian fathers, we have a desire in our hearts for our children to follow Christ in every aspect of their life. And truly, where it begins is with us. But this also draws our attention to even us as children of God. The fathers are not left to being the only ones to set the example. God calls all of us to be the example of these Beatitudes. So I encourage you, pick one of them. As you have heard and walked through, pick one of them this week to see where you are weak. And I encourage you to pray about that one particular one and work on it and see how you can sharpen it in your own life. May you have a blessed week, and I'm glad that you've joined us, and have a wonderful Father's Day. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you that you have used your Son's words to teach us about your character. You being our Father and setting the example for us, Father, we cannot do this without you. So we are grateful for the very words that you've left us. We are grateful, Father, for your Holy Spirit that empowers us to carry on. Yes, Father, we know that we are not perfect at all of these. But just as Jesus walked with the disciples to help them grow and mature, you also are walking with us for us to grow and mature. And may we just adhere to these words and desire to honor you and glorify you in all that we say and we do. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a wonderful week.